Now, joining us on the line is Alistair Dobson, the General Manager of the BBL and WBBL. Morning, Alistair. How are you?
I'm well, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. So the WBBL, Tassie, plunged into lockdown. Describe the challenges of the past few days since you received that news.
Yeah, it's been pretty hectic. I heard your comment just a minute ago around getting sports on over the weekend. We certainly had some nervous moments on Friday, but worked really closely with the Tasmanian government and the police down there just to make sure they were really comfortable with the protocols we could put in place. And we've got a pretty good track record from last year in terms of being able to make sure we can play games in a way that's really safe in keeping the health and well-being of everyone first and foremost.
Alistair, where does cricket sit in and around Plan B, Plan C? Are we speaking to other states if something does happen? And also with the vaccinations, are we saying, is cricket in general saying you have to be vaccinated to play?
It's not mandatory at this point. It's certainly, we've got great numbers and the progress for our players and everyone involved in the game has got really strong vaccination rates. So we're in really good shape that way. I think in terms of contingency planning, we learnt pretty well last year that you need to have, B, C, D and E. And certainly over the weekend, we had a recap of the need for that. And obviously our number one priority is to be able to stay in Tasmania and play those games. And it was never really an option to go anywhere else. But certainly in the lead up to the season, we had a number of options when it became clear that games in Sydney and Melbourne were going to be a problem, obviously with a heap of time spent on all the different options and scenarios, and it's holding us in good shape so far.
Now, you must be delighted, Alistair, to have every match now broadcast live for the WBBL.
Oh, it's incredible. And I think early numbers over the weekend suggest that, explain why or support that. We've had, great audiences already for the WBBL. And that's really why our broadcast partners, Seven and Foxtel, show all the games. It's not just because. It's because the numbers are so strong and the audience is there. And, it's an incredible development for the competition in just such a short period.
What about fans at the games, mate? Have you spoken to any of the players, and how do they feel around obviously restrictions and things still being not back to normal as such?
Yeah, it's always a little disconcerting for players to not have the crowds there. I mean, they're professionals, obviously, and just get on with it and make their own atmosphere if you like. So we're really hopeful that the lockdown will end in Tasmania as scheduled today, and we can get crowds back in. We've got a number of more games there before we then head to Adelaide and Perth and some games up in Mackay as well. So I think cricketers generally over the past 12 months have got used to, all sports people, to be honest, they've got used to the strange atmosphere of no crowds and, are used to it now to some degree.
What about in the BBL, Alistair? New South Wales, Victoria, can they expect to host games this year? Or where are you at in terms of logistics and how the competition and what it looks like?
Yeah, we're obviously riding vaccination rates and borders as close as anyone at the moment just to get a picture of what that December-January period will look like. We're really optimistic of being able to play games in front of every team's home crowds, and certainly that includes Sydney and Melbourne. The way things are travelling, we would expect to be able to play games in those two cities and around the country. So, as I said a minute ago, we certainly have a number of different plans that we're working on in contingencies. We'd be hopeful of playing as much, if not all, of the schedule as planned, but it looks inevitable we'll have to make some changes, but things are certainly heading in the right direction, and we can't wait.
We're speaking to Big Bash General Manager Alistair Dobson. And Alistair, well, you had some innovations brought into the BBL last summer. Now, this twist that we read about on the timeout rule, and potentially, if the batsman doesn't get to the crease and face up within a certain period of time, that the bowler gets a free shot or a free ball at the stumps, is that close to being confirmed, or what innovations can we expect this summer?
Yeah, we obviously brought some new rules in last year that we thought worked and did the job we wanted. We'll be keeping those this year. I think the thing that we've seen is the trends in cricket broadly, whether it's even Test cricket or ODI cricket, and certainly in T20, the games are just taking longer to complete than we would like. But and for the Big Bash, which is so known for its fast-paced action, that we just wanted to make a few changes to start to try and address the length of time in the games. And there's some that you can do just through communication of umpires and to players, and some you can do just through speeding up play. And there's a couple of things we can do around playing conditions, such as just trying to get the batters out to the wicket as quickly as we can. And I think as part of that was trying to keep it as Big Bash in its nature as we can. When you look at the consequence, if you don't get out there in that time, something that's a bit different, hopefully a bit entertaining, albeit, you know, be really surprised if we actually saw it this season. We think 75 seconds is ample time for the batter to get out and just hurry out to the crease and be ready. So, you know, it's part of a broader agenda of just trying to keep the games moving as quickly as we can.
Alistair, where do you see the Australian T20 team and the players? You look at the most recent IPL, there's plenty of boys over there, but not many getting a game in their IPL franchises. We're ranked seventh, I think, now in the T20 rankings. Do you think the BBL is helping Australian 2020 cricket?
Yeah, I think the BBL provides a great launching pad. We see so many of the great young players coming through, always have in the BBL. Players getting their opportunity to perform on the big stage under the spotlight. So, you know, the BBL absolutely, you know, is playing its role and it's proud of the way it develops and brings players through. And equally, you know, all the stars from around the world coming and playing in the BBL. And, you know, and I know that everyone involved in the national team is really optimistic about their chances at the World Cup and looking forward to that starting. And it's a good lead into the BBL that starts only a matter of a couple of weeks afterwards.
Is a player draft still on the horizon, Alistair?
Yeah, we're absolutely looking at it for next season. We were pretty keen to bring something like that in this season, and obviously just the uncertainty around borders and logistics meant that it probably wasn't the year to try something as different as that. But it's certainly a mechanism for player recruitment, particularly overseas, that we like. We think it will add a great opportunity to bring profile to those players. And to contract them in a way that, you know, spreads them around the country and brings just another dimension to the BBL. So certainly looking at it really closely again for next year. We were pretty close this year, but as I said, for obvious reasons, couldn't get there. But we think it's got something.
Well, mate, appreciate your time as always. And with the borders opening up, hopefully it's those logistical nightmares will start to evaporate for you and we can have a great summer.
Yeah, we're really excited and we can't wait for it to start and enjoying the WBBL at the same time.